You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training that you need to get started, as well as a community of church planning and multi-site experts to help you thrive. Download our newest ebook, Multiplication Today, Movements Tomorrow, at newchurches.com, and also visit us for coaching templates and exclusive content. Hey, so I know we were at Exponential a couple weeks ago, and it was cool to see so many of our, so many people who listen to the podcast come up to me, introduce themselves to me. We had a Plus Members breakfast. That was awesome at Kiki's breakfast.
Kiki?
Yeah, you know, when I was
looking, Kiki there?
You know, when I was looking
Kiki
for a place
a dude
to host.
I'm not sure.
I have no idea. But when I read Kiki's breakfast and dinner, I thought of this Lebanese restaurant. See, I would say Lebanese, but I live in Nashville now.
So Lebanese.
No, but there's this Lebanese restaurant in Ottawa that we would go to.
Really?
Have you ever had Lebanese food before?
Yeah.
It's good. So good. Their shawarmas are just...
Well, people don't realize, I think, okay, so I have a very agricultural-based background.
Yeah.
And my uncle had sheep.
You mean like a farmer?
Yeah. My uncle had sheep. People don't realize how good sheep is,
yeah,
or lamb is.
Yeah.
I mean,
baby sheep
are good. Baby sheep is good. You hear something like mutton, and mutton doesn't, yeah, sound appetizing. But I'm telling you.
Well, it's funny. So
where's that?
So while I was meeting people who listen to the podcast, and thank you if you introduce yourself to me. If you didn't, maybe you're going to come out to Exponential West or some of the other events that we'll be at, but say hi there. People kept on talking about resources, and I would say resources, right? And I try, you know, I'm trying to say resources, but it feels like I'm not being true to myself. Okay, that's not what we're talking about. Well, today we have a question from Greg Coles. What was I going to say, Reg?
I apparently can't say Greg either.
No, I can't. Here's a question from Greg Coles. Let's listen in.
Hello, my name is Greg Qualls. I live in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and I'm looking to plant a church here in another year or so. Unfortunately, my wife and I have accrued a fair amount of debt over the last few years due to some medical issues and car troubles. We're doing our best to pay that off before we plant the church, but I wanted to ask, what are your guys' thoughts on having debt and planting a church? Thank you guys in advance for any help that you might give.
Well, thanks, Greg, for being honest with us, because it really is an important question. I mean, I'm glad that you have even thought about it to say, okay, maybe I do need to ask this question before I go plant a church. Well, here's the thing, Greg. I don't know what you do currently or what your wife does currently for work, but when you plant a church, it's like all hands on deck, right? It's not a 40-hour week job where you go to the office, put in your hours, and come back home. I mean, you're working day, you're working night, you're thinking about it, you're praying about it. So, and here's the thing, right? I mean, if you do more work, it's not like you're going to get more money as a pastor, right? As a church planter. So it'll be hard for you to maybe do a side hustle or a second job to be able to try to pay that off, especially when you're planting a church. So first and foremost, I mean, we'll get through a couple different points here. But just as we get started, I want to encourage you, you know, what are you, I would really love to know what you currently are doing. And if you are a pastor in an existing church, in an established church, maybe you're a ministry staff within there, this would be a great opportunity before you plant a church to get a second job, right? Maybe to start something in your basement or to find something else to do on Saturdays or just something that you can get some extra income. Or maybe your wife can do that as well, because emotionally, when you plant a church, you're just emotionally going to be so tied up with the week in and week out that you're going to have so much more of that burden that you wouldn't have if you were doing a, you know, pastoring as a ministry, yeah, staff member and then doing a side job.
Well, and you've said pretty much almost everything that needs to be said. So, I mean, like, dude, I'd go give plasma if I had to. Like,
yeah,
whatever you can do.
Plasma?
Yeah. I made it through college that way.
What are you talking about? What's plasma?
So you go to a place.
Maybe I'm the only person that doesn't know what this is.
You need to exercise your resources a little bit better. No. Okay, so.
I'm Googling
plasma
this as
donation.
You say this.
No.
Oh, blood donation. Blood donation.
But they pump your blood cells back in. It's crazy.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, you know, in Canada. Tons of money, okay, not in Canada, though. That's why I don't.
As a college student.
Okay, but in Canada, you can't sell your blood in Canada.
Really?
Maybe in the black market, but I don't have connections there, unfortunately. Okay, so talk to us about this.
I'm
because
saying
this is interesting.
I used that as a.
I think I saw an episode on Simpsons about this when I was a kid.
You okay. need to know.
Okay, come on. Talk to us. Plasma. What's the difference in plasma donation versus blood? You know, giving it to the Red Cross or?
Yeah, you don't get any money for the other one. You don't get any money for whole blood. You can only get money for plasma. I think you might actually be able to get money for whole blood too. Get money for whole blood too. I don't even know if they do it anymore. Okay. But I'm telling you, late 90s, man, that's where it was at.
Yeah. Okay.
I made more money than I could working at McDonald's 20 or 30 hours a week, for sure.
Giving blood.
Yeah, and I could read and do whatever else I needed to.
Okay. Well, there you go.
So I use that as an example to say extreme measures.
Yeah.
Use extreme measures to be able to get that paid off. A couple of different reasons. One, as Daniel pointed out, it will be a distraction. It will be stressful.
Mm-hmm.
It will always be hanging over your head, always,
yeah.
until it's done.
Mm-hmm.
So do that, and that means drive a different car,
yeah.
or live in a smaller apartment, mm-hmm. or make whatever tough decision you need to
exactly.
to make that happen.
Yeah. I mean, even just cutting out a meal a week, like restaurant-wise, like not
yeah.
I mean, you know, you prepare a meal at home, like chicken drumsticks, right? Or you do something like that with rice. It'll cost you to feed a family of five. What? Honestly, right? It'll cost you less than $10.
Yeah.
To do, I mean, less than $10 versus you go to KFC to get Nashville hot chicken. Okay. Or like.
What accent was that?
I have no idea what accent that was. You know, and it costs you $30 for the family, right? So, I mean, stuff like that, it does add up.
Yeah. You eat a lot of peanut butter and a lot of ramen.
Yeah, exactly.
And you get there. So one was the stressor of mm-hmm. issue. The other is there are a lot of networks and denominations that won't give you the resources that you need to plant.
Yeah.
Without getting that under control.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, you know, that's the big thing is like, hey, if you press forward with planting, you may not be as well funded going in because of that debt. So
yeah.
go ahead and take care of the debt.
That's a good point.
Would be my thing.
Yeah.
And get as much experience as you can.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, I guarantee you there's people planting in Albuquerque right now, and you could partner up with them and get to know, get to see that firsthand or get to experience that and be a part of that plant
yeah.
as well.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Just be a little more patient. And do it, get it knocked out.
That's a good point.
Would be my advice.
Yeah, for sure. And that's the thing, right? I mean, we have ambition, right? We want to do stuff. I don't know how many times I've said, Lord, I just want to make a big impact for your kingdom, right? And that's great. God loves that. But oftentimes we tend to be impatient, right? So we're like, God, I want to change the world. And you think, okay, maybe it's right now. I want to do it now. And if I don't do it now, if I don't do it today, then it's, I'm going to waste my life or, you know, you think these things come into your mind, but, to plan out, even if you postpone this for a year or 2 years until you get some of this under control. And then as Ta, you said, right? I mean, even when it comes to networks and denominations, you know, and honestly, if you can find a position within a church that wants to multiply, I mean, this is going to be huge for you just to be prepared. And the more preparation that you get before you get into this, it's going to benefit you so much more down the road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the reality is there's so many people that want to change the world, but they're not willing to change themselves.
Yeah, that's good.
And change the choices that they make on a daily basis.
Yeah.
There's so many people that we look at in social media mm-hmm. or however, and it seems like they've been an overnight success.
Yeah.
But that was built on years,
mm-hmm.
typically, of very small choices
mm-hmm.
made in a disciplined manner on a daily basis.
Yeah. And Greg, I'm sure you're aware of this, but there is, and this is not the Dave Ramsey podcast, but there is smart debt, right? And there is bad debt. We're not going to agree with everything that Ramsey would say on his show, but I mean, when you look at car payments or health bills or all that stuff, you know, just pay off the stuff that has the most interest, right? Do some of that stuff first, because health bills don't have, in the States, they don't accrue interest. And oftentimes you can talk to the hospital or to whichever agency to negotiate payment plans or whatever, so that they're not harping back on you. But just do smart stuff like that. But whatever you can, hustle, right? I mean, try to pay that off as much as you can.
That is a really good point on the medical debt.
Yeah.
Because they want it off their books.
Yeah.
And you can often talk them into a much lower price tag. I know that from having dealt with a couple of other individuals who have had a similar thing, but they want it off their books because a lot of times they don't ever get it. It never gets paid.
Yeah.
So you can often negotiate that down.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, in terms of other things, Greg, the other thing about wiping that debt or getting as close as you can to it, let's say you know you're going to wipe it off in about 5 months, then begin conversations with denominations, networks, get assessed, move towards it, see what else you can work on. I mean, now, you could even get assessed now, right, and see what you could work on currently before you plant, because part of it is not just wiping the debt away, but maybe it's character issues or other leadership development components that you could work on concurrently as you wipe off that debt. But honestly, do not plant until you wipe that off, because there's going to be so many days where you're going to actually have to pay out of your pocket to fund the church, right? Or to buy something new for the children's ministry, because you don't have enough offering in the bank and you just need to give sacrificially. I mean, it's an all-in type of thing.
Yeah. And I think that what we're actually suggesting here is take this time to knock out your debt and then prepare to plant.
Exactly.
And Daniel, I don't know any network or any assessment process where somebody comes through and they don't have stuff to work on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, completely.
I mean, you could be Billy Graham and they're going to be like, you need to work on your marriage you need to work on, you know, time management.
Yeah. And here's the backroom stuff. I mean, having sat in assessments and having assessed planters, there's sometimes you see that guy who it's just, they seem too good to be true.
Yeah.
And there's just this sheen about them. They've been prepared. And then inevitably, in and through one conversation or another, things start breaking down, right? And stories don't match up. And you're just like, okay, well, we know what the issue is behind that in them wanting to act and behave so perfectly. So, yeah. I mean, yeah, no one's perfect.
No one.
Right? And
no,
don't fake perfect. It. Don't fake it till you make it.
True.
Yeah. Well, thanks again for listening into the podcast. Submit a question at newchurches.com. There's a sidebar that says submit a voicemail. If you're on your computer, if you're on a phone, go to speakpipe.com/newchurches. You can download the voicemail app and submit a question. We would love to answer it. And yeah, download our ebooks at newchurches.com.
Hey, and I do want to say this. Mm-hmm. Greg, it says a lot about your character that you asked this question.
Yes, that's good.
And that you're dealing with this now.
That's good.
I don't want either you or anyone listening to this think anything, but that's leadership.
Yes.
So thanks for doing that. Thanks for asking, because there's plenty of people that won't ask that question.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks, Greg. We'll see you guys next time.